What's going on, people? This your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread. Cornbread, man, this is episode 193 of the A-Square podcast, right? We are moving along, man. We're getting closer and closer to that 200, and I can't wait to get to it, man. I'm excited for the people. I'm excited for us, man. This has been a journey and a learning, a lot of learning with this as well, man. So if y'all need to know the ins and outs of a podcast, the do's and don'ts, hit up the A-Square podcast because we got you, bro.
That's a fact. And I want to give I know we do it every couple episodes, but first off, I definitely want to give a shout out to the listeners, bro. You know, we have some diehard listeners. We have some listeners who are nut bulls. We have some listeners who just make up stuff. It's crazy. But I want to give a special shout out. We get the analytics, bro.
Right.
And there's somebody listening in Sweden, bro.
Yeah.
So whoever you are, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And let's make it two people in Sweden, right? Yeah. So share the podcast with your friend, your parents, whoever you are. But we appreciate you listening and rocking out with the A-Square podcast, man.
Right. No doubt, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. First time listeners, thank you for joining us today. We hope we give you some heat. Last time listeners, shit, I mean, thank you. Hey. Thank you, too. Shit. Thank you, too.
Don't unsubscribe, but just get out of here, though.
No doubt. But real quick, guys, I just want to let y'all know this might be a little shorter than normal for our podcast today, but that's because we got some heat that's coming to y'all, man. We don't want to overdo it, so just stick with us. But Antonio, man, what's going on in the world? Kick us off, man. What you got going on?
Talk about last week, put up an episode 192. You know, you was here in Atlanta, yeah, bro. We went on a little field trip, you know, especially to the African-American Civil Rights Museum. And then you was here at the crib, man. So how you feel, man? I mean, it was a trip for you. How you feeling, bro?
Here's the thing, I'll say about getting out of where you are and going to a different area, you feel more creative. I'll say that. And I definitely felt more creative. Anytime you get out and then you can see new things, see, even if you've been there before, the energy, the feeling, the air, everything is just different. And I'll take that from it. I'll say that visiting the museum, the African American Museum in Atlanta was amazing. It really is amazing. And I've been to these museums before. It's always good to go to a different one, see different different people there. But I'll tell you what I take away the most from it. The most I took away from it is I'm a people watcher when I am out. And when I see people from, you know, little kids to older people that have generational knowledge that I don't have. And when I see their demeanor and them looking at stuff, being like, they lived a lot of it. You know what I mean? And to see them be emotional is amazing to me. And that means a lot to me. And it just means that we're trending in the right direction. Unfortunately, it's taking way too long. I think a lot of these people who are seeing this stuff are maybe the possibility they're realizing that they might have been, they may have been part of the problem. But now they're seeing this and they might be thinking, how can I be part of the solution? You know what I mean? The fact that they even went is, I'm people watching, I'm watching them. And that, to me, is the biggest takeaway, Antonio.
I do, and I agree with you. We talked about it, you know, when you going through these museums, you'll see, you know, it would be a description. It's like says the most heinous crime, you know, it's unheard of. Four children burned down in a church, and all that's facts. But it's unfortunate because it's not the most heinous crime, because damn near that shit happened 2 weeks ago like it keeps happening, bro. So you say we are trending, and I agree. but stuff is still happening.
It's right? not enough.
Like, if we get beat 7 days a week, we could be trending and say we get beat 6 days a week. Yeah. Okay, it's getting better, but we still getting beat, right? So it's like, yeah, we got to do better, especially with the new laws and different things that are happening, bro. Like, we got to do better. And then shout out to the security guards who damn near was kicking us out, man, every time we was going somewhere. But it was cool, though, so I appreciate it, man.
Everybody was cool. They was doing their job.
That's it.
And also, it's almost like I appreciate them for doing their job because we know what happened. Hey, at that same part
where we was at, that's facts.
Years ago, like it can't happen. So the fact that they own alert, but at the same time respectful to us too, that they means
were.
A lot too.
They so. Were. It was like, hey, just go over there, do this. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Like, so do
they,
it right
they,
here.
They let us get our cool. shit off, man. We still. Yep. So if you listening to us on any streaming platform,
please
understand you can watch 192 on YouTube. You can watch all of them on YouTube, but especially 192. That's when we was yeah. together, and then we took a little field trip. So it's good to see yeah. what we're doing too, right? We're not just here in the living rooms talking, bro. You know what I'm saying? We live in, we're trying to make content, be creative yeah. for you guys, because you guys give us some great ideas, give us the Thanks. Energy too. So I agree yeah. with you, DJ.
So I want to give up, man. Hey, again, here we are for accountability. Antonio, if I hold you accountable, you hold me accountable. I hold myself accountable. You hold yourself accountable. That's what we about on this podcast, and I got to hold myself accountable, bro.
All right, talk to me, DJ.
I wasn't with the hype, bro.
Okay. What you mean? What you mean? Yeah.
Every year they say this is the next best thing smoking coming out of high school, coming out of college, coming from overseas. And I love that. Cause we do need people from, you know, we need hype, right?
Right.
I saw this guy, they kept talking about him. I kept watching him. Wimby. Wimbo Yayo. I don't know, bro. I call him Wimby.
Windshield Wiper. I don't know what
they call.
Man.
They won't be calling him with the new guy's name coming out. They won't be calling him that name. But this guy, he comes out, and I said, "Hey, he's 7'7", 7'5", whatever the case may be." The issues with people that are that tall, they always have feet problems. They're always slower than normal, but they're good. They're not as athletic, but they are dominant. They can be dominant. But to me, they're always dominant because they're taller than everybody. This is not the case, bro. We are seeing something that's different. And I'm not saying that nothing can happen. He could be injured. Anything. I hope not, but anything can happen, right? I got to apologize to Wimby.
I like it, man. I like this energy.
Let me say this. He's bringing something to the game that we haven't seen in a long time, bro. Number one, he talked trash. He does not care
Facts.
Who you are. He don't care if you LeBron. He don't care if you Steph Curry.
Neat.
Luka. And don't get him started on Chet.
No, Chet, man. Chet barbecue chicken, bro. I don't know what's up with
Chet. Chet cooks. He does. Holmgren,
and
a
team is good. Their team is good, but
he's a beast. He's a beast. But here's what I like about it. Both of them chirp with each other, and I like that energy. And I like him saying it's not about friends. It's about winning. This is about winning. And even though the Spurs are not winning the games, they're not competing, he's playing like this is it. Every game he playing like this is it. And I love that energy. And I think that is going to separate him from the others. I seen him play against the Lakers. And I watch him saying, well, you know, we ain't got nobody necessarily match up against him height-wise. But physically, AD is out there. LeBron goes, you know, he plays in the post. So I'm watching Wimby talk that talk. And I'm saying, I don't like this, bro. I don't like this. This is like the big fundamental with more fundamentals. Antonio, he's pulling up from threes. He's taking people off the dribble, spin moves, layups, everything.
You look like a creative player out there.
It's
and he's
not
playing
real.
Defense too, though, bro. So that's one thing that you said that, you know, I'm glad he's doing. That as lacking as talking trash. No, I look at it as he's playing defense, bro.
Facts.
Oh, what is it? 94 feet, I think, is the court.
He's
doing everything, man. So I
he's doing everything. So I want to just the same way I said, you know, before, I don't know about this, that, and the third. We are more than halfway. We're more than halfway past the season, right, into the season. He's not sitting out games. He's playing in the games, even though they look like the team is losing, but he's giving endless effort every play. And that needs to be commended. Because usually what we hear about players like, we're gonna shut them down for the season and start doing this, that, and the third. You know, and I get that too. That's a strategic move. But he's playing all the games. And I respect that. Wimby, he the truth, man. And shout out to SAG and with the Gildress out there with the Thunder. Man, bro, he's a monster. The NBA is looking good for the youth. And I love that. When we saying all that, I have to say this, bro. Why is it that I know more names coming out of college basketball for women than I do for men? And that's a good thing.
I'll say good.
But I'm hearing that. And that is incredible to me. So what do you think about all of that?
I agree. But, you know, I've been following girls basketball. I don't care. I have no picks, bro. If they cook, they cook. If they suck, they suck. I don't care who it is, right? I don't know. Like I said, I'm a big component on if women said they equal, then treat everything equal then, bro. Like, let's do it. Because they still can succeed even if something looks more difficult. It's not. Like I said, we just talked about the three-point contest last week. Right? Like, no, she did toe-to-toe. She would have tied with the people who won 26 three-pointers. You know what I'm saying? Was it Ionescu? Ionescu, I think, is her name. So, no, I enjoy it. I also, since we are talking about sports, first off, you know, I know LeBron got, 40,000 points in his
career?
Shout
out to him,
man. Which has never happened before. So,
can I stop you real quick? Because I'm a Laker fan.
Go ahead, bro.
Bro, somebody got to say it. It's going to be me. The Lakers lost the opening game against, opening game against Denver. That's fine. Denver's the best team, bro. They won the championship. They are the best. But also, y'all lost on the unveilment of Kobe's statue. And then you lost LeBron's 40,000 points. What is going on? I don't have an answer. And I don't want to stick too much on sports. I don't want to bore our women listeners, you know. But it's ugly. This is ugly.
It is, because your best player is 21 years into the league. That's why.
It's not good. But it should be the other guy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
He doesn't
show up.
Even though he's great, Anthony Davis is great. But I said this today. I can no longer say Anthony Davis is elite. I can't. Because he doesn't show up against elite people. Embiid shows up every time Giannis is on the court. Every time Joker's on the court. Joker shows up. Giannis shows up. Those big guys, they show up every time that they play against each other. 17 points, bro. I can't.
That's a fact.
I don't like it.
One more thing on sports, because like I said, I know we're going to switch subjects, man. So there was a ranking that came out of the hardest sport to ever play.
I think,
right?
We talked about this a year ago.
They ranked it. So the best you can get is 10 in each category. And so the categories are endurance, strength, power, speed, agility, flexibility. And it's a multitude of things. It's about 8 categories, right? And they tally it up and then they say, okay, what's the hardest sport to play? So DJ, I would like for you to take a guess on. I'll just only say the top 5 because I know we'll get through this. But what's some tough sports you think that made the list?
Something I definitely want to say is hockey.
Okay.
I can only imagine how hard it is to skate, be accurate. You have to have agility. You have to have physicality.
What?
You cannot play without these things. You know.
Facts.
So I definitely say hockey is in there.
I'll give you one more.
I would have to put golf in there, and I would have to do that because even though we don't see the physicality, like it looks like it's not combat sports, you know what I mean? But the endurance, the accuracy, the agility, the difficulty, all of that has to be in there. And I mean, we're watching Tiger Woods talk about one of the reasons why he can't hit is not just because of the women that he can't get anymore, but which is also that's has hilarious. Agility,
that's a gangstability,
endurance.
What?
And other things that we can't talk about on this podcast.
It's hard dealing with one chick. You got 60? Oh, you wildin'.
And $1 billion?
Ain't no blue chew can get you out of that, bro. Ain't no blue chew can get you out of that.
So those are two.
So I think they only rank 60 sports. I don't know if there's 60 sports out there. There could be more, but they only rank 60. So number 60 was fishing. They say, yeah, bro, that's like more of a leisurely thing, right?
Yeah.
And then number 59 was billiards.
Yep.
So let's go with number five that they had. So number five is wrestling. Number four is basketball. Number three is football. Number two is ice hockey that you said. And then number one is boxing. So they rank those, and like I said, they have each categories in each one. So definitely check that out if you haven't checked it out on the internet. But I just thought that was pretty interesting, man. It's good to see a ranking. And if you guys have other sports, I mean, like there's gymnastics in here. There's surfing, fencing. You got lacrosse. You got track and field. Golf is in there. Cheerleading. So all the sports are in there. So yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool, bro.
Yeah, man. In other news, I do want to give a shout out, man. I don't think on this podcast I've ever shouted out any type of viral sensation, anybody that came up from that mold. Antonio, we was the first people in our generation to deal with the internet.
Yeah, for sure. That's a fact. So shout out to millennials, bro. Shout out
beginning to the end, we've seen. Well, I don't know what's going to end. AI going to end, but... And I ain't talking about Allen Iverson, but I do want to give a shout out to somebody. This person's name is Risa Tisa. She created a story on TikTok. Antonio, she put together, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there was 50 episodes of her show. Her show was called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? They were about 10-minute shows that had over, I think, about 50 episodes in that. It got over 400 million impressions, bro. It's one thing to go viral. It's another thing to put content and have the content live on and on and on and on, and people invest in time. This is a person who, in my opinion, understood that people in our age and younger than us have a short attention span. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not trying to watch an hour show or a 45-minute show with commercials. 10 minutes, under 10 minutes, here's what's going on. Everybody tuned in. And she just signed a deal with CAA to, I guess, bring her show there or whatnot, but she signed a deal, and I'm all about the deals, bro.
It's a Tyler Perry movie. I already written on it, bro.
And you know what? If she created
Mia Culpa, that's who she is. Mia Culpa.
If she created it, I am here for it, bro. I think that's super dope because we see a lot of people do content skits and all these different types of things. This takes effort. This takes somebody to say, all right, bet, this is what I'm going to do. And to do that and then have people like 400 million. That is incredible. Incredible. So I just want to say shout out to her. I hope that works out for you. It's already worked out, but you signed the deal. I don't know what her creative mind is going to do going forward. But the fact that she signed a deal and is getting paid, I just want to say I love that. And to piggyback off of that, you brought it up. Antonio, guys, I'm hot. I'm pissed at Antonio, man.
Hey, talk to Tonio, man. Antonio, my name Cornbread, so talk to Tonio.
Antonio Cornbread, always. Antonio, it's two different people we talk about here, bro. I go to Antonio. I'm thinking, shit, we finna get a movie review. We gonna do a movie review, or we gonna watch a dope movie. He has me watch the dumbest movies I've ever seen in my life, because he's not doing reviews on them.
What movies were they? You remember?
And I know why he did that, because he know I'm finna stop every 10 minutes and be like, this is bullshit. And I'm finna talk about it, so then he can't really watch the whole thing. Yeah. So don't act like I don't know why you watch these movies when I'm around.
Yeah, I told you.
I'm with it. But we watch a scary movie. I cannot remember the name. Nobody watch it. Thanksgiving is out. Don't nobody watch that movie. It's the most greatest, dumbest movie I've ever seen.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's so awful. It's good. And then the second thing we watch, what was the name of it again?
Mea Culpa.
Tyler Perry. Take it away, Tonio.
Why? First off, no, hold on. Let me back up. Hold on. Disrespect. Kelly Rowland, hold on. What's going on?
So is this why we watched it? Because she was in it?
Of course. What you mean? You think, hold on. To the listeners out there, bro. My time is minimal of life. I'm busy all the time. It's structure. And if you don't know and you're listening, thank you, first off. And then subscribe to Cornbread Movie Review, man. I drop reviews every week. So that means that's my time of watching movies and shows means something, right?
That's facts. Yeah.
So now when DJ comes to visit, I get to let my hair down. I gotta focus on the podcast. I ain't gotta worry about my side stuff. So I said, man, let me watch some movie that I ain't gonna do no reviews on. I don't care about. And lo and behold, we watch a nutbull of a boyfriend in Mea Culpa.
And the storyline. I want to give you the first.
Go ahead.
You're the first person out of all the comments, because I looked, because I knew I was going to say this to you today. I looked. Nobody talked about the boyfriend. Everybody talked about everybody but the boyfriend. They talked about everything else.
That's why, because they're the boyfriend. The boyfriend is whack. I told Aaron, there's the worst, like, cinematic actors and characters. I said the number one worst one is Precious's mother. She takes the cake. And then his boyfriend's number two, bro. I hate him, bro. He's a bum. And he got so many hard feelings and everything, but he don't do nothing, bro. So, but I don't know. It's not, you know, we making jokes, but it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
It's definitely not.
Hey, it's Tyler Perry. Not saying it, you know. Tyler Perry movies are Tyler Perry movies, but
we know what that is.
He
caters, and shout out to him, because he caters to
his audience,
which is important.
So there was a subject, speaking of movies, that you wanted to discuss last week, and I told you to hold on. And I addressed this a little bit on my review, but we could talk about it again. And that movie is Bob Marley, came out, right?
Facts.
One Love. And so we talked about a subject on the side. I don't know. Do you want to kick this off?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to kick it off and you go for how you want to do it?
So I'll just say it like this. I kicked it off because I contacted you probably over a year ago. And I think I said, you know, one of the issues that I have is these are British actors who are playing roles that are iconic roles, and they're playing roles that I believe we're here, bro. It's not like we are not here. I can't understand for the life of me why the same four or five actors that are black are British and they're getting these iconic roles as if we're not here. And I totally understand the breath of fresh air, but we don't need Denzel to play everything. I'm not talking about Denzel, but if y'all are bringing this guy from Britain over here, Europe, wherever, do we not have new people in America that are African American that know the story, that grew up on this as well? And I just couldn't understand it. So I brought that up to you.
And I agree. So Aaron's talking about Kingsley Benadire, He is a German actor. The problem I also have is, you know, he's starting to become typecasted, which I don't know. Maybe that's a good problem for him, you know, but he's played Barack Obama. He's played Malcolm X.
And he's going to stay in that lane.
Bob Marley. Like, it's like, I saw him in Barbie, though. So that's like one movie that's he wasn't a person, but he was a Ken doll. But I agree with you, DJ. It's very frustrating where at the end of the day, the moviegoer is looking at the result, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And don't take what we're saying that we're discrediting him. He bodied this role. He bodied Bob Marley. He killed it. So that we're not, this, our plight isn't with him. The plight is with the process, right? The producers, the writers, the actors. Step up. How are we having people from a different country play our American, African-American heroes? How? Come on, man. We got to do better. Or we need that opportunity. Maybe we got the best people out there. We need that opportunity. And I asked somebody who's Jamaican, how do you feel about this movie after I expressed that? He said, I do get your point, but I'm so happy that I finally get to see
the
a Jamaican on a big screen, right? So they cared about the end result, which I'm like, hey, if you don't care, I don't care, right? But it's like, damn, y'all ain't got no Jamaicans who can play Bob Marley?
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. I'm sure they didn't have to learn the dialect. They didn't have to learn the mannerisms because they are that person, right? Mm-hmm. They lived it. He got a million kids. Yeah. One of them couldn't play him. Come on, man. We've seen this with NWA. Yeah, we've seen this with NWA, BMX, or not BMX, BMF. We've seen this. Yeah. So, come on, man. So, there's actors out there who can play these characters. So, I agree with your sentiment, DJ. So, and y'all definitely let us know. Let us know to the listeners out there. Let us know if y'all agree, disagree, or what.
True. And I just want to know if the due process, is there a due process? Like, or do y'all already got somebody in mind for the role? Is it for cheaper? Facts. Is it not? Because when I look at, the guy that played in Get Out, great actor. He's learning the mannerisms of like how we act, how we talk, and he's acting like that. But we lived that. There's a lot of opportunity there. He was new. He didn't play in a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, in movies. Now I can't think of his name right now. And he's a great actor. He's doing good. But what I'm saying is that the mannerism that he's learning, he's not from here. So these are something that he put together. It's out. It's wonderful. But did we have a due process to that? That's all I want to know. And I'm not quite sure if we'll ever know that for sure.
We got to thank your boy from Snowfall, too.
But,
all of them. Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Not saying that, bro, these actors are bodying these roles. Once again, you're focused on the end product.
Yeah.
The end product is phenomenal. They'll win awards. We care about giving us an opportunity. That's what we care about, bro.
Yeah,
come on,
absolutely.
Bro. We got to do better, man. So y'all let us know. A couple things with, I guess, world news that I just want to discuss before we get out of here, bro, is if you don't know, Netflix is raising their price once again this year. It's like the fourth time I've announced this in like the past 2 years. So they're raising their price. So, and you know, they stopping the password share and all that stuff. So they trying to crack down on that. And I think other platforms are trying to crack down as well. I think Disney Plus was talking about they might do it now. So stop the cat, bro. Y'all tripping. They all are. And then I think it just came out a couple of days ago. So the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that Trump cannot be removed from ballots.
That's right.
I think maybe a couple episodes ago that the Supreme Court said that you can't get immunity from being a president if you commit a crime, right?
Right.
So they said that he still can get convicted, but they also ruled that you can't take him off the ballot, bro. He's not guilty. You know what I'm saying? So
alleged. It's all, even all though we've seen that it's all alleged. Hey, and you got a due process.
You cannot take him off the ballot. So I guess they're going to have to either revote or get ready to put him on there, because now they're committing crimes if they take him off the ballot. So
that's right.
It's, man, we in March, it's going to be these next 6 months or no, it's usually happens in what, September? November.
November.
Around November. So, yeah, it's we got about 6 more months of a sticky, icky, man. So, we'll see.
And I just want to say this to you, Antonio.
Talk to me.
How I know you go and vote every year, and I know you take every 4 years you do this. I know you
take
care of state stuff too. I get all of that, but how motivated are you to go vote this year versus others?
So I'm still motivated to vote. I think the problem is who I'm voting for. And I think this is the problem too. People feel like, let's say I want to vote for Aaron, right? DJ. Right. DJ's tripping. He on crack now. I don't know. Yeah. DJ on crack, bro.
And it's a hell of a drug from what I heard.
I ain't voting for DJ because he on crack. I ain't voting.
Right.
That's what I'm starting to see a lot of people do.
Right.
No, I'm still going to, first off, honor my ancestors because we didn't have this right, bro. We grew up, like you said, we grew up in the internet. We got these rules for free. Yep. We didn't have to march. We didn't have to strike. We didn't have to fight. We didn't have to go to prison to vote. None of that. So I'm not going to disrespect my people who had to do that, right? My grandmother, all that stuff. But guess what? I just ain't going to vote for DJ because he on crack. I'm still going to vote. I can vote for that person who finna get 2 votes. I don't care. That's who I'm voting for because that's what I want. Yeah. So I think that's the little mind frame that we just got to get out of if we don't like somebody, don't vote for them, but still go out and vote for somebody else. I hear the other side of, hey, it's kind of a wasted vote. I don't care. If I vote and my person lose, it's a wasted vote. So that's how I look at it. But that's the motivation I got, DJ.
I think people need to listen to what you just said. Vote, period.
Just vote.
And I understand the other side of it. Like what you're saying, like they're like, well, these are the two people. So if you don't vote for this person, you're actually voting for this person. And I understand that. But at this point in life, you got to use your voice, your vote for your voice, your voice. Ladies and gentlemen,
or don't say nothing, DJ.
And don't say that's
or
it.
Or don't say if you ain't voting, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Take whatever happens.
I said it like this: if you want to vote for Joe Schmo over here or this person over here, if you do it, and let that be it. You don't have to campaign or anything like that. The numbers are going to speak for itself, right? So that's how I say it. As long as you go out and you vote, that's all that matters to me, man. I know this is going to be, I know they're getting ready to start saying this is the most important election of all time. But to me, in my personal opinion, I can deal with another 4, bro. I can go up to 4.
Up to 4 is wild. Up to 4 is wild.
I can go up to 4, but if they start talking about it's going to be more than 4,
up to
that's
4
when
wild.
I think we got a problem.
Man, low key.
If
this
it's
shit,
just up to 4.
I don't have the energy for this, but this shit need to be like every year, every 2 years, bro. Like this, what job is this, dog? Like
data president.
Like
data president.
You could literally be in your job and be shitty for 4 years, be like, nah, I'm going to do another 4. Fuck it.
We'll do another 4.
Be the
manager.
You can't do that. You can sign a 10-year contract
and be out.
And in that first year, you trade them, get them out of here. If we can give us Nigeria's president, what?
They go
for
trade
2 years? That'd be fire.
That'd be fire. That'd Nigeria be fire, president.
Bro. Nigeria president?
The hey. Nigerian president.
He ain't coming for money.
The Nigerian president with Burna Boy as the vice president.
What?
It's up. We might be living good.
And they need like a Canadian or Switzerland.
Bret Hart as a speaker of the house, bro.
And have Drake do the what? Oh, my
and
God.
Drake
it's to the
do
moon.
The anthem?
It's to the moon.
It's in the moon.
It's to the moon. It's to the moon. That's my vote right there.
I'm with it.
That's my vote. I don't care
I'm with it.
I'm happy.
I'm with it. Let's try
I'm
it.
Happy candidate.
For 2 years, it can't be worse.
It can't be.
It cannot be worse.
He don't even know speak our language. So first off, we gotta get the language barrier. We gotta... the translators is going to be wild.
But it's crazy because... we don't understand what Biden be talking about to begin with. So what difference does that make?
Facts. That's a fact, bro.
So that's all. I know, like I said before, guys, it's going to be a short one today because we got so much that's cooking. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the pod. I am DJ A-Ron. That's Cornbread 1016 and Cornbread Movie Review.
Appreciate
what
it.
What you dropping this week, bro?
I got, so I just dropped, what is it?
Marley.
Bob Marley, One Love.
Yep.
I'm dropping Dune Part 2, dropping this week. And then after that, I'm going to drop Mr. and Mrs. Smith. If you haven't seen that, I think that's on Amazon. And then I'm working on two other TV Side series note. That I'm watching now, so I can drop those. But I'm working, bro. What's up?
I want to know what Dr. Umar got to say about that Mr. and Mrs. Smith, bro.
It don't matter.
I need his. I need his review.
I need his review too. I could disagree with everything he said. That dude just be talking, dog. He has no act. He's the boyfriend. I hate people who talk and don't do nothing.
But he be cooking though.
No. He said,
be cooking.
Let's say he says 80% of the facts.
Yeah.
100% of the fact is he don't do nothing. All he do is talk.
He got.
I ain't seen one school.
He got the school.
Where the school at? No, he's talking about the school.
But he needs the black man to vote.
All right, give me $100 and I'm going to keep telling you I'm going to pay you your $100. Let's do that. Since we could just talk about it and that's the product. He's the boyfriend, bro. I don't like it. I don't like it, bro.
I love it, man. Hey, y'all, and I ain't got nothing happening over here. It's the same old same. I am DJ A-Ron. I ain't doing nothing but DJing and providing the sounds for people.
It's wedding season. Hit up my boy DJ, bro. Hey, stop playing, listen, dog.
Listen.
Stop playing with my man.
I got a lot of things that are going on right now I can't wait to tell y'all about. Let's start there. I just got some great calls today. Things is going on. I'm in my 15th year, bro.
15 years, bro.
I'm in my 15th year of this. And
congratulations, bro.
And I'm not stopping, bro. I'm not stopping. So as long as Khaled is running around his yard acting like he working out, I'm in there, baby. I'm in there. So y'all know what to do, man. Keep it locked, A Square Podcast. This is episode 193. Again, we are pushing to this episode 200. We got a lot of content coming for you guys. Yep. Y'all make sure y'all keep it locked. Antonio, what do you always tell the people, bro?
Get a job. Don't have no opinion if you ain't got no job, bro. That should be like a law.
He said he got some flowers.
If you
said I got flowers.
He went to the bathroom and went back to sleep and he didn't have a job. Like, I ain't never. Hey, that should be the new law. If you don't have a job, you cannot have an opinion.
And can you have sex with paint?
No. I think I don't know. Women, is
your
that safe?
Your first thing you said during that scene, you said, what? Is this safe?
Is that safe, bro? It was paint everywhere. And then they went to sleep, woke up, and took a bath after they woke up. I said, yeah, y'all tripping. Now the sheet's dirty. Come on, man. This movie got to do better than that. But definitely in that movie, a couple people didn't keep their shoes by their feet, bro. That's a fact, bro. So, hey, listen to that when it's summertime come around, bro.
It's crazy out here, man. And until next time, y'all, this is the A Square Podcast. And y'all keep it locked because we definitely will. A Square Podcast, y'all, we out of here, y'all. Peace.